Community conversation this morning with Joe Gallo, and this is kind of a different topic we're going to talk about here kind of as we get back to school. But good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Thank you for having me.
Always good to see you.
Happy to be back.
Congratulations on passing your tests.
Yes, I had a very big test yesterday. I'm thrilled to announce that I actually passed my board exam for nursing. So shortly after this interview, I'll be looking for nursing jobs in the area. I'm really excited.
Resume available on request if anyone's listening.
That's right. That's so updated as of yesterday, 3 o'clock.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I know that's a big step when you complete the program to actually get the license. So
Exactly. Graduated in May, and then there's that slight lull when you have to take boards before you can practice.
Right. So, but what we want to talk about this morning is the importance of theater and arts education, basically, in schools. We're a couple weeks into the new school year, and lots of auditions around for upcoming for the school fall productions and so on. But there are a lot of benefits to the arts in schools.
Yeah, I think arts programs in schools are far more celebrated than they used to be, and that's definitely a step in the right direction. But I think something that isn't talked about very much are why they should be celebrated and how they really enhance the individuals of today and making them more successful and well-rounded adults for tomorrow. Like, something I really want to point out is that self-confidence is an unbelievable benefit of working with performing arts. It really causes people to take risks and go the distance in drama class or in dance class. It teaches people to trust their ideas and their abilities and self-growth.
Right. And you've seen that in your own life.
That's right. Yeah, it's funny because when I was little, I was really more on the shy side. And it's also kind of an interesting aspect that I really didn't get the ball rolling with performing arts until later than most of my peers. I think it really picked up when I was 14. I'll never forget this. I auditioned for Titanic, the musical at Pius High School. And I prepared for my audition for maybe about a week. I was like, oh, I got to find my song. And I found my monologue. And I finished my audition, and I'll never forget it. Bonnie Scholes looks at me and she goes, Joe Gallo, why are you not in my choir?
Gotcha.
And the rest is history.
As they say.
Right. Yeah.
Right. All right. Besides self-confidence, what other things do you think students get out of theater and arts in schools?
You know, it's funny because one of the most common notes I hear throughout rehearsal from a director, a musical director, is project or sing out. And I really enhance the idea that communication skills are really developed through theater, not just with their fellow scene partners, but drama really enhances verbal and nonverbal expression of ideas. And like I said, project. It improves voice projection, articulation, fluency of language, and the ability to be a very persuasive speaker.
Sure. And communicating not only, as you said, with your castmates, but you're also communicating with the people who are working behind the scenes.
That's right.
Who are not out, you know.
Right. You're working with your production team, your director, musical director, choreographer, and if you ever direct, as I actually did last summer, you do quite a bit of communication with your set designer and your fellow production team staff.
Sure. And even if you're just an actor, you've still got to work with the person who handles the props and all that kind of stuff, too.
All that jazz. You're right.
All that jazz. So what else?
I would say that it really enhances the idea of social awareness, the idea that there's a variety of stories that can be told through performing arts. There's legends, myths, plays. They teach students about social issues and conflicts from cultures past, present, and all over the world. Like, I think something that's clearly taken the theater world by storm is Hamilton. I think 5-6 years ago, if you wanted to talk about Alexander Hamilton, you wouldn't get very far. But since the show has been around for the past 3-4 years, it's really picked up, and people actually know quite a bit about it.
Right.
Through the fandom and the fluency of the music.
Right, right. And the there's a touring production coming, is it later this fall, coming to Milwaukee?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. All right. What else? I would think there are also some motor skills and personal skills kind of things you're developing along the way, too.
That's true. So the something that's really emphasized in sports is the concept of muscle memory, the way a basketball player makes the free throw from that line, or the way the quarterback makes the touchdown pass by throwing it a certain way. Muscle memory is really important for people in performing arts when it comes to their vocal technique, their dance skills, and the way that they go about blocking. So that really enhances people's memory and ability to recollect as a project goes from start to finish.
All right. What else?
I would say it's big on trust. I feel like one of the biggest things that's thrown around in performing arts a lot is the concept of, like, trust your scene partners, trust your team, trust the people you work with. And there's a lot of social interaction and risk-taking in drama to develop trust. And this also, like, swings back to self-confidence in oneself and in others.
And this trust thing gets right back to why it is I gave up doing plays.
Really?
We were doing a one-act play that I was in, and I somehow managed to, jump about 6 pages ahead in the dialogue while we're on stage.
Oh, that's a fun place to be.
Oh, yeah. And so I do. I certainly blew the trust of my castmates in that one. But I've told you I can't memorize dialogue.
However, that certain scenario caused, this is actually my next point, a set of problem-solving and troubleshooting skills, I would imagine, on stage.
Right.
I'd like to say that people who work in performing arts learn to communicate the bigger picture, the who, the what, the where, why, to the audience. And in that particular scenario, improvisation, I'm sure, fostered quick thinking solutions and troubleshooting.
Right. And fortunately, they didn't, smack me over the head with a chair or something, which I probably deserve. But,
I digress.
But yeah. So, the thing is, sometimes arts programs are sometimes, last to get funded and first to be on the chopping block
if
budgets get tight.
That's true. And I think that's very. I think that's very unfortunate, and I think that's very unfair to those who may not be particularly gifted in sports but have other more robust talents on the creative side of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I think in order to be a well-rounded individual in the 21st century, I think the performing arts is a wonderful avenue to combine creative thought and abilities, as well as teaching others about compassion and tolerance for others.
Right. And the other thing is, if you're involved in there's so many behind the scenes things you can learn as well. If you don't want to be a performer, there are skills with set building, there are skills with. Mm-hmm. Doing the programs, doing whatever else, some accounting, some of all these other things that are connected, but not necessarily on stage kind of things.
Exactly. I saw a meme the other day that caught my eye, and I'll admit it's something I didn't exactly think about until I saw it. But the meme said, "Pit musicians are theater people too." Techies are theater people too. Set designers are theater people too. And I thought, wow, how easy it is and must be to see what's on the stage and say, oh yes, those are the theater people, as opposed to everyone,
right?
Who's behind the stage, below the stage, and those who are able to put what's on the stage on said stage. So
right, Right.
It's really an incredible thing. And I think to shortcut it or shortchange the arts would be a big mistake.
All right. Shall we move on to another subject?
Absolutely. Go for it.
You're in, shockingly enough, you're in yet another production. And
no.
Yes. Who would have guessed?
Who would have guessed?
Right? And in Fond du Lac, I believe.
That's right. So I'm actually rehearsing for Rocky Horror in Fond du Lac, and I'm playing Brad Majors. It's quite a bit of fun.
I had to stop myself from yelling something there. I thought.
Oh, yes.
Do they still call it Rocky Horror Picture Show, even though it's a stage show?
Well,
or?
Because it's the stage adaptation, that they actually call it the Rocky Horror Show. So in emails and messaging, it's abbreviated to RHS.
Right.
So it's only the picture show if it's the film.
If it's the film,
that's right.
Okay. So, and you're playing playing Brad, the hero,
quote unquote, the hero. Yeah. It's really funny because he's a very optimistic yet unbelievably naive individual, but I actually find him to be more of the comic relief side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so here's how I've got the arts. I'm going to tie arts in school to Rocky Horror.
To Rocky Horror.
You.
Go okay. for it.
Here's how I learned about Rocky Horror Picture Show the first time. I was in drama, and we were actually taking a one-act play, not the one I was in, to the contest. And I believe we were going to Whitefish Bay. So we had a long bus ride.
Oh, sure.
And our director was a dynamo of a woman who had, she was probably close to 50 at that point. She had her own kids that were in college and so on and so forth. And probably all of about 5 foot nothing tall.
Okay.
Okay. But for some reason, she was all excited because the weekend before, she had gone with her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend, and they had gone to see Rocky Horror at, I think, at the Majestic in Madison.
That's right. Yeah. No, it's a real trip.
And so here she is with this bus full of high school kids doing her one-person show of Rocky Horror on the on the bus. Some material not exactly appropriate for a high school kids on a bus. But that's how I learned about it. And, I'm sure the bus driver didn't appreciate her teaching us to time warp in the aisle of the bus. But things happen.
That's right. Exactly.
Things happen. So there's my tie-in. If there hadn't been arts in the schools, I might have never heard about Rocky Horror until I got to college. So,
well, you got a jump start on it.
There you go. So, dates of the production for you?
It is the end of October with the going into the first weekend of November.
So, kind of a Halloween time thing.
Yes, it's definitely that Halloween theme. It runs on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we have an ending show on Saturday.
Okay. All right. And tickets available yet, or is there
The
a
link
website?
Is actually coming out tomorrow.
Okay. And is there what's the group?
The Fond du Lac Community Theater.
Okay. And so people want to look that up, they'll be able to find out details on performances and get tickets.
That's right. That's right. It's around the corner.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm kind of now I could probably play the narrator.
That's what I was going to say. You definitely could with the. I would like, if I may.
Yes.
Yes. It's a very crisp delivery of text.
And I have a neck, unlike the unlike the narrator in the film. But anyway, people get surprised when they sit down and when I have people over and we watch Rocky Horror, they get surprised that at how into the movie I am.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised that somebody hasn't tried to rope you back into drama. I think you would have quite the aptitude for it.
Like I said, I can't do. But now, see, the narrator, I'm good because
The book's right in front of you.
The book's right in front of you. See,
exactly.
You know what? I did a great job as a stage manager in the one-act version of The Happy Journey from Camden to Trenton. So, yeah, because why?
The book's written.
It had a clipboard. It had a clipboard with a script on it. So, yeah. So there we go. Anyway, thanks for coming in. Great to see you. And again, congratulations on passing your boards.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Anything else that you want to pass along this morning?
Support the arts.
All right. Great. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Rick.
Community Conversation with Joe Gallo, 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.